They could be male, female, family members, caregivers. They could be friends. They could be strangers. We've noticed individuals who have been smuggled across the U.S.-Mexico border in search of a better life, who often go from a human smuggling individual to a human trafficking victim. I've seen high school students who've come from extremely privileged backgrounds, whose parents are very affluent, and they are on social media, and then they meet someone and end up becoming a human trafficking victim that is sexually trafficked across state lines.